The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
And good morning. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We have my co-host, Mr. Al Foreman, on the phone, and a very special guest here in the studio, Anita Arabio. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Janet.
And good morning, Al. How are things at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center?
Good morning, Janet, and good morning, Anita. It's very, very noisy in the facility over here, so I'm going to make this a real short conversation, but I will listen on our radio that we have here to the entire show. I know you have a great topic to discuss today, or several great topics, I understand, and we will be anxiously listening to everything that you have to say. So please disregard this noise you're hearing, and I'm sure you're going to let the listeners know about the store location, the website, and everything else that can help them know more about Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. So with that said, I will say goodbye to Janet. I will say goodbye to Anita, and have a great show, and we'll be listening on the radio. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Al.
Bye, Al.
Okay, so we know that Al Foreman is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with his finger on the pulse of every activity going on at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And as his request went, I will let everyone know that the Save a Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7. Okay, so that's North State Road 7, but it is a half mile south of Sample Road. So it's on the west side of State Road 7, also known as 441, in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So if you're driving on 441 and you see the Spirit Halloween store, right behind on the west side of 441, State Road 7, in the shopping center is the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and you can identify it so easily because the Save a Lot logo is right there on the front of the store and the side of the store. And we will give you a more detailed update on the progress, the construction progress, and the merchandising of all of the fabulous products at fabulous prices that you're going to find at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. So I wanted to ask Anita, we know that those gondolas, all of the shelving, that's coming pretty soon. And then after those gondolas are in place and all the shelving is in place, that's when you kind of take over. Tell me what's going to happen then.
Well, I'm excited to get in there, Janet. The shelving should be starting to go up today, actually. Hopefully by Monday it will mostly be done. I know that Al has already started meeting with some of our favorite vendors, companies that you're all familiar with and used to seeing over the years that we like to promote and share with you. And we've already started meeting with those reps, so I think I may even have some orders starting to come in for me to start placing on those shelves on Monday. So I'm very excited to see what comes first, and it'll all get up slowly but surely and in a beautiful manner.
Okay. I know that you do it in a beautiful manner, that merchandising talent that you have, so that people come in and they appreciate the organization and the visual, I'm going to say beauty, because when things flow, It's a beautiful thing, and you have an incredible talent for merchandising the shelves.
Thank you, Janet.
And so, now, one of the things that Mr. Al Foreman mentioned yesterday was there are going to be dry good groceries, so groceries that don't require refrigeration, and that they were going to be all organic. Tell me a little bit about how you go about determining that the quality of the ingredients in a product, it meets your standards.
Luckily, there are a lot of tried and true brands that we've used over the years that we are familiar with that are common in most of the health food stores that you go in that you just can't not have on the shelves. We go to trade shows. We meet with a lot of new companies. We try things while we're there, and we're always looking for the best quality, of course. We are going to have mainly organic, and those dry goods are going to include things such as coconut oil, flax seeds, nutritional foods that you always want to have in your pantry.
Okay, so important to have a well-stocked pantry because you can put together pretty much any health-supporting recipe when you have your pantry stocked very well. And then when you shop at Save-A-Lot and you know that the quality of everything that's in your pantry, you can rely on. You can rely that it is not going to have genetically modified ingredients, as an example. And So how do you determine that there are no GMOs in the products that you're going to bring into the store?
Well, by talking to the vendors, talking to the sales reps, a lot of them usually have a lot of background on their products that they're selling to us. We're going to stick with organic, so therefore they will be non-GMOs. There will never be artificial ingredients, colors, or flavors in anything that we carry at the store, and that goes as far as the supplements as well. Protein powders, protein bars, whatever it may be, they're all going to be 100% clean.
Okay, 100% clean. It's interesting because I've been going through certain catalogs from vitamin manufacturers, and I was very surprised when I'm reading the fine print to see polysorbate 80 in some of the ingredients. Is that one of the flags that you look for?
Yes, we definitely wouldn't carry anything with polysorbate 80 or any artificial sweeteners.
Okay, so there's the artificial sweeteners, and a lot of times you can kind of get a little bit misled, I'm going to say. We know about saccharin. We know about sucralose, aspartame. We know to look about those. But there are sometimes some other sweeteners, and unfortunately my mind, I had the idea in my head when I started, before I started the radio show, but there are some other artificial sweeteners or flavor enhancers that I'm not necessarily so sure that they are supportive of good health or even necessary in the ingredient list for any number of different products, whether it's protein shakes, whether it's crackers, chips, whatever. So besides polysorbate 80 sweeteners, colors? Any artificial colors, or are there any ways to color things that are safe?
There are natural color ingredients that some of the companies use. You'll see that sometimes in some of the children's gummy vitamins. They may use beets. But it's always going to be something natural. There are definitely alternatives out there. We don't have to ever settle for anything artificial on the shelves.
Okay, that's really good to know, that you don't have to settle for something artificial. It was interesting because I recently read an article about some of the ingredients that are found in the baked products, so different breads, rolls, things like that, they were using kind of a texturizer, I'll refer to it, that's used in flip-flops and yoga mats. And it's used
wow.
in the baked goods, right? It's used in the baked goods to give the rolls and bread kind of substance and make it stick together so that it doesn't get crumbly or crummy. And when you think that somebody actually made a decision that this was a good thing to do, it's mind-boggling.
It's all about the money.
Okay, now that's important. And okay, so it's all about the money. And so sometimes when you're adding an ingredient like that, doesn't it cost more? I would think that sometimes it does cost more because of this added ingredient, and they're thinking that they're going to sell more of these breads and rolls because they don't fall apart. They're really...
For a couple of cents more, they're going to outsell the competition, and that's where they're going to make their money.
Okay, very interesting. And so I started to think about what might be in gummy bears. If they're using something kind of rubbery, chewy, like that in breads, what are in gummy bears?
Well,
are there any hints that you have for people if they're buying gummy bear vitamins or something for their kids?
A lot of the gummy bear vitamins do have beef gelatin in them.
Okay.
Then what happens is that beef gelatin actually causes the sugar to stick to your teeth longer. And those high sugar gummies, when you're chewing them and then combined with the gelatin, causes such a situation where cavities are such a problem now.
Right.
And a lot of the dentists are actually complaining about these gummies. Luckily, at the store, I know that there's one brand we're going to have called Vitamin Friends, and they are a plant-based gelatin.
Yay.
So not only are you going to avoid that problem of the sugar sticking to the teeth, but the plant-based gelatin takes up less space in the gummy, allowing for more nutrients. So that's a higher vitamin content per bear, lower sugar, less cavities, and they taste good. My kids actually eat those ones.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like
because
them.
I have a little grandson, and when he sees me, he thinks he's going to get vitamins, and so he says, Mins, 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 and I have to make sure that I have that particular brand.
We will get that one
gummies.
In, yes.
Yay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's so many little details about making sure that the quality of the products in the store are meeting not only our criteria, but meeting the demands of the customers. So, are there any categories of products that are particularly difficult to find really good quality, and then the taste and the color that they're appealing?
There is a challenge with gluten-free products.
Okay.
You really have to try a few different brands to find one that meets your preference.
Right.
You know?
Your palate, mm-hmm. the taste, the consistency.
When
it's
you,
interesting.
When you've been eating breads and cookies and then you do make that switch to gluten-free, it's not going to be, you know, the same Oreo that you were used to or whatever it is. That a lot of times people coming into the health food store are now moving out of the grocery store and coming to us because
right.
they have to find more gluten-free selections or whatever their new restriction is. And that's when they get introduced to the health food store. But, you know, you may find that one gluten-free cookie that doesn't taste so great. So, you know, it's trial and error. And that's why those other companies who are going to add the false ingredient in there are going to make more money because everybody's going to continue to buy their cookie. But you're not going to find that one at our store.
Okay. Very good to know. We're going to take a short break right here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimarelli. I'm here with Anita Arabia, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Anita Arabia, and we are part of the team that will be bringing you all of the fabulous vitamins, supplements, and foods that will be stocked in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you've been stumped about how to meet a nutritional need, you're not able to find what you're looking for in the grocery store, you're not able to find what you're looking for in what are stores that kind of lead you to believe that they're health food stores, but maybe they're not so much health food focused. Maybe they have a very, very wide variety of products to choose from, but no one in that organization has been reading the small print. And we have here Anita, who is going to be certain that in that small print, you will not find any substances that are detrimental to your health.
Oh, anytime a new item comes in, I'll be reading the small print to make sure that, you know, something didn't get past us. So okay. We will always be diligent in making sure that we have the cleanest, healthiest products available for you. And of course, I'm sure Al wants us to mention about the EDLP.
Oh, yay. Okay.
At Save-A-Lot, we're going to have EDLP, which is everyday low prices. We're not going to have gimmicks and sales and specials going on all the time where you have to get in there a certain day to make sure that you get that price. We are always going to have the lowest prices in town, around town, available on your supplements, your natural beauty products, personal care, and those dry groceries we were talking about.
Okay, I forgot all about that entire category of beauty products. So shampoos and lotions. Lotions are a big thing. And
yes,
when you start to read the small print on the lotions, that can get pretty distressing, disturbing when you find out what's really in your lotion.
When I don't have the chance to get to a health food store to buy those things, and I find myself standing in the aisles at a regular grocery store, I'll be in front of a whole 4 foot, 8 foot set, and they will have one lotion that is paraben free and one body wash that is paraben free. And I've checked the labels countless times, and I'm always worried that they're going to discontinue that one because the selection is already so small. But at Save-A-Lot, we're going to have a huge section of lotions, body washes, body oils, shampoos, conditioners, styling aids, even hair color that's all natural, preservative-free, paraben-free.
It's so important to understand that parabens have posed a significant health risk, and that health risk many people are unaware of. And the one most important aspect of this discussion that I'm thinking about is parabens have been found in the pathology reports of breast tumors. So individuals who have been diagnosed with breast cancer and had a lumpectomy or some sort of surgical removal of the abnormal growth, the parabens have been found in the analysis of that tissue. It's very scary. Now, what we're not able to say is, did the parabens initiate that change, that cellular change, or did the parabens just collect there and they're benign? They don't necessarily make actual growth happen, or are they enhancers of the growth of that abnormal tissue? I don't have the answer for that, but just the fact that those parabens have been found in that tissue is disturbing. And then when you think about the combination of the parabens with the other ingredients, the other chemicals in those lotions, body washes, all of that, it's very disturbing because people may be using that multiple times a day.
Well, I mean, if you think about our routine in the morning, some women, you know, depending, may use up to 20 products from the time they get in the shower until they're done putting on their mascara. There's so many different layerings between your deodorant, your toothpaste, your lotions, body wash, and, you know, we're so marketed to. Some women have hand cream, eye cream, chin cream. You know, they could be using countless products and just layering all of these chemicals onto their skin, which is then in turn, you know, going into their skin.
So not even mentioning what we're putting inside our bodies, but just these topical applications. Okay, what about shampoos? You mentioned hair color and body wash and things like that. Are there any ingredients that people should watch out for with regard to shampoos and conditioners? And
a lot of times people are looking for things that are free of sodium lauryl sulfate.
Okay, now why do you want to stay away from sodium lauryl sulfate? Oh, that's...
Is it something nutritionist?
Okay.
Janet,
right.
Why do you want to stay away from sodium lauryl sulfate?
Okay, well, it's so interesting. Sodium lauryl sulfate is the substance that makes foam. So when we get foam in our shampoos, we think we're getting a really good cleansing effect. You don't necessarily have to have foam in order to really get very good clean scalp and hair.
And toothpaste as well. It's usually a lot of times in toothpaste.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I don't necessarily know why, what negative might occur because of the sodium lauryl sulfate in the toothpaste, possibly because you're going to swallow
sensitive. Well, I know that it affects the skin and everything when it's on the scalp.
Well, on the scalp, what happens is it causes the area around the hair follicle to constrict. So instead of allowing nourishment to flow from the body to the hair follicle and call and contribute to thick, healthy, strong hair strands, the opposite happens. So by using shampoos that have sodium lauryl sulfate, you minimize the health of the hair follicle, and ultimately long-term use means that each strand of hair is not as strong as it could be, and that ultimately there will be thinning of the hair. So the very opposite of what you want to happen when you're shampooing your hair is what occurs. Now, the sodium lauryl sulfate, when you're finding that in mainstream store, you'll find the sodium lauryl sulfate, and you will find the fluoride, because you can't find a fluoride-free toothpaste in a mainstream store. You will only find fluoride in them. Okay. And so, that combination of the ingredient to make foaming with your toothpaste and fluoride, we have no idea how that's going to affect us. And certainly with kids, they're going to swallow some of that toothpaste, even though it says do not swallow.
Yes, that's how I like to find fluoride free for the kids as well.
Okay. So, and again, I'm being brought up to date here on with Google. Anita is showing me that Google says, in addition to skin irritation, there are studies that point to residual levels of sodium lauryl sulfate in the brain, lungs, liver, and heart. And so that's just using sodium lauryl sulfate externally on the scalp and skin. And we don't know what it does when we swallow it in our toothpaste. Oh my goodness. So disturbing. And you wonder, how did we reach this point where we have mainstream marketing and then people who are truly interested in supporting their good health from every direction? And you have to go to a specialty store in order to achieve that freedom from chemical contamination. Now, you also mentioned hair coloring. Oh.
Yes, we are going to have a line of natural hair color. It's the cleanest one that they have across the board, been tested against all the other natural and conventional brands. It's called Herbatint. Not only is it the cleanest, there's no carcinogenics in there, but it also has organic herbal extracts that help with the healing of the hair and the scalp. It's a really nice, natural, rich color, and you apply it with a brush, so it's more of a professional look. It doesn't look like that one solid color that you get that sometimes women get when they dye their hair.
Right.
So, and we will have the demonstrator will be in the store explaining it, and I'm sure that in the coming months we'll even have an event in the store where you could bring in your conventional color or any color that you may already be currently using, and we're going to switch you out for free and give you a free box.
Wow.
And that retails for $17.99, which I'm sure, you know, once the store's up and going, maybe in December I'll do the promotion then.
Okay, now, with Herbatint, isn't it one package is good for two applications of hair color?
Yes, because you could reseal the bottles. So depending on the length of hair. But, yeah, you'd be able to get two colors out of there, Janet.
Okay. So what might seem like a higher price than sometimes you would pay for a conventional hair color, and let's say in the drugstore or beauty supply store, the price is very close with the Herbatint.
Oh, additionally, I mean, $17.99 is the price that you're going to pay at all the other stores.
The other stores.
Once, you know, Al Foreman and does his magic, you're probably going to be paying closer to, you know, $13, $14 for that.
Okay.
So,
very price competitive with all of those coloring products.
Not to mention, your first box will be free if you're switching out from another brand.
Wow. Very exciting stuff. And somebody in the store demonstrating how you can get the best results with this product. It's time for us to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Anita Arabia. We are part of the team that's going to be bringing you all of the fabulous products and information at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. More when we come back from this break. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save a Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit Save-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Anita Arabia, and we are talking about all of the fabulous finds you're going to access at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, in case anybody missed it, is located in the PennDOT Shopping Center, which is about a half mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7. So if you're driving south and you are south of Sample Road, on your right, you'll see Spirit Halloween, and turn right at that traffic light, which is 31st, and then immediately turn right and you are in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And at the very south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center, you will see Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and you'll see the logo and the brand Save-A-Lot right on the front of the store. So you can stop by the store and see the progress of the construction. You can see how things are moving along so that very shortly you'll be able to access, as Anita reminded us, EDLP. Very special. Yeah. Available EDLP at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as Anita said, courtesy of the magic of Mr. Al Foreman. So prices on an everyday basis that you will find nowhere else. So you will be able to save your health and save your pocketbook at the same time. Okay, we talked about gummy bears and gluten-free. What about dairy-free products?
I'm sure we'll have a selection of dairy-free products on the shelf, some organic almond milks, rice milk, maybe one or two soy milks. Those aren't as popular as they once were a long time ago.
Remember when you couldn't keep soy milk in stock? Yes.
Yeah, and now it's a rare request.
Right.
So many, there's just always new stuff coming out, and especially the almond milks are so tasty, and the coconut milks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we'll have a selection of those.
Okay. So people who are finding the benefits of going gluten-free and dairy-free, they can find their grocery needs supplied very well at very good prices at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, pets. So many people are being told that, you know, their pet maybe has arthritis, or their kidneys are not doing well, or their livers are not doing well, and the recommendation is being made to change their food and possibly give the pet some supplements. Talk a little bit about what might be available at Save-A-Lot.
We're going to have a nice selection of pet products there at the store, ranging from supplements that are either going to be in the chewable or liquid form that you could put right on their food. Some of the companies make treats with those healthy ingredients in the treat, so it's easier to get the pet to take it each day. And we'll have a selection also of natural foods in cans and bags, depending on, you know, your preference.
One of the products that I've used with my dogs is Pet Guard, the garlic wafers, and they think those are treats, and I'm actually doing really good things for their immune systems, their blood chemistry, and so on. Pet Guard going to be there?
They will be there, and the garlic also helps deter ticks and fleas, so it's a natural way to do that for your pet as well.
Okay, and they're really happy because they think they're getting something different than their food, and they'll sit and they'll give you their paw, and so I'm happy because they don't have fleas around, and they're happy because they got a treat.
And Pet Guard also makes a nice liquid supplement for skin and coat.
Oh,
if you have
great.
Any skin and coat problems, they have a multivitamin They have a couple of different treats, whether it's the, I think they're the only organic jerky on the market.
Oh, great.
So we'll have organic dog jerky. And they have also dry biscuits and dry food. They have a vegetarian formula for cats and dogs, as well as a grain-free one, which is really good to use if you're trying to determine, you know, any kind of allergy. So you start them with that most basic food, and you can add things back in to determine if there's anything that's bothering them with any skin issues, et cetera.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the other things that I've used with my pets are homeopathic formulas for different issues that have come up from time to time. So homeopathics.
We actually have a product line that we're going to be bringing in that's pretty cool, Janet. It's only been introduced the last few years, and it is a combination of homeopathics and flower essences synergistically paired. So you get emotional as well as physical healing. The company is called Citta. And what's nice about these Citta flower extracts is they come in a spray bottle.
Ooh.
So they make them for pets, humans, children, and now they have a senior formula that they came out with.
Okay.
But what's nice is for the pet one, it's easy to either just spray in their water, or like I spray it at my dog's nose and he just, you know, chomps it up. He enjoys it. They have different ones. There's one for separation and anxiety. There's one for temperament and boundaries. I think for the kids, there's a variety of sleep ones and attention. The adults have a nice line of stress, sleep, and emotional balance. So we'll have the whole variety there for the entire family.
Wow, very comprehensive. I am such a very big fan of the Bach flower remedies, and have learned so much over the years about combining the different remedies. So here's a homeopathic that has the opportunity to address both that physical and the emotional that the Bach flower remedies address. And, you know, for people who may be saying, wow, you know, when I have a stomach ache, I'm not so concerned about the emotional. I want my stomach ache to go away, or indigestion or whatever. And the truth of the matter is, it makes very good sense to have the homeopathic that will address that physical. And it might be spasms. It might be an inability to produce the proper enzymes to digest your food. But what might have brought that about could be stress, and you're going to address it.
Definitely. And they actually make a digest formula that, you know, helps with the digestion and the stress that may be causing the indigestion. And how convenient it is to have in a 2-ounce spray where you can keep it in your purse or, you know, wherever it is you may be. So those Citta extracts are nice. But touching back on Bach that you mentioned, I'm sure, of course, we're going to have the Bach flower essences in the store. What's nice about the Bach is they have the individual essences, and they have the chart where you can kind of see what's the best formula specifically for you. And as always, there's an amazing demonstrator named Marlene Dietrich who works in South Florida, and you've probably seen her in just about every health food store. And she's always there speaking with the customers and getting to know them so that she can give them the best combination directly for them. And I'm sure she will be in the store as well. I've already been in touch with her.
Yay.
She'll be doing that for us there as well.
Okay. So, the information you can gather from Marlene is fabulous. So she can teach people how to make their own personalized mixes of the Bach flower remedies, and it's almost instantaneous that people feel the difference when they have been given the proper homeopathic remedy or the proper flower extract, flower essence remedy. For people who have never been exposed to these things, it might seem like far out, hard to believe, oh, it's just psychosomatic that I'm getting this result, you know, just because I think it could possibly help, that's why it's helping. So there may be any number of listeners out there who have not yet experienced the power of these extremely gentle remedies.
I think a lot of people have that notion about the entire industry, though.
True.
You know, about health food in general. And, you know, I still hear that a lot from people who don't either, you know, believe in vitamins or, but in the last 20 years that I've been in this industry and I've watched it grow from, you know, a handful of companies to, I go to these trade shows and there's thousands of companies, you know, they wouldn't be coming out with more items and there wouldn't be more success, you know, when it came to supplements if they weren't working for people. They tried them and they wouldn't work and it would have been a fad, but clearly it's not. You know, these supplements really do help a lot of people. You just have to find the right thing that's for you. Maybe this one thing doesn't work for you, but you know, maybe homeopathy doesn't work for me, but I really like herbs, you mm-hmm. know, and everybody's body's different and it's a matter of trial and error, just like finding the right organic cookie.
And that's very true, and that's kind of where I come in, because if people come to me and they say, well, I took this and this and this and the advertisement said that it was going to work for my problem and it didn't do anything, what I will do is certainly review the ingredients in the product that they tried. And if the product happened to be from a discount store, a drug store, from a grocery store, the possibility that the ingredients in there that are there for an unknown purpose, unknown to me, those ingredients may interfere with the actual healing capacity of the product. And that's where they don't have to worry coming to buy their products at Save-A-Lot that those additional ingredients will not be in there. Only the substances that are going to truly affect the problem that they're working on. And the other part of it is working with them with their diets to understand that some of the things that they may be using on a routine basis truly are interfering with their overall picture of good health and certainly are interfering with naturally addressing the particular problem that they have. So taking a look at their diet, making sure that the artificial ingredients, the negative ingredients, the chemicals that are allowed into the production of certain supplements that you may find in mainstream stores that you're not going to find in Save-A-Lot. And I can help those individuals find the product that will work for them. And it's interesting because you mentioned herbs. And when people might not have success with certain homeopathic formulas. And there are differences among homeopathic producers. So sometimes just because one product didn't work for you, it doesn't mean in general that homeopathy is not going to be effective for you.
And some people get fabulous results and swear by homeopathy, and that's the only section they will shop in the store.
So, yeah. And it's such a wise choice to shop in that section of the store because virtually there are no negative effects mm-hmm. ever associated with using homeopathic remedies. But for some people who may have had less than successful exposure to homeopathics, we can go to herbs. And when we have a discussion about herbs, I will talk to our listeners about the importance of a high quality diet being supportive of herbal remedies. And to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking here with Anita Arabia. We will be right back after these messages. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate?
you can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOTCH Center.
And welcome back. This is the final segment of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Anita Arabia. We've talked about all the different sections that you're going to be able to shop in when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center finally opens. And we're looking toward the end of December, maybe.
No,
end of November. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
At the latest.
At the latest. Okay. So I know how efficiently you work, Anita. So I know that once those shelves are up and the product starts coming in the store, it's going to happen. Yes.
I want to get those items up and the customers in. I want to see everybody and start having fun.
Okay. We are going to have so much fun there because the team is such a compatible, fun, hardworking team. Cool. I am so much looking forward to the opening. Okay, so I said that we are going to talk about herbal remedies. And do you have any favorites?
The ones that I see customers come back to me and they get the best results is curcumin. That's one of the fan favorites. So I like to recommend that to people.
Okay. So we had our guest from Red's Remedies on, Dan Chapman, and talked about the specific extract of curcumin that Red's Remedies uses. Very efficient, very effective, really good science behind the statements that they make. Unfortunately, the FDA made them remove the word pain from a product, but they had really good research, clinical feedback about how efficient it was at relieving pain. Now, Mega Food has a really good turmeric. They call it whole body turmeric. It used to be called Extinguish the Pain.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, again, the FDA made them change the name, so it is now called whole body turmeric. And
Solgar has one out now that's
right,
quite popular.
Right. And it's just called curcumin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But all of these, if people are not successful with using one product, don't say that curcumin or a turmeric extract isn't working. You need to find the one that works for you. And there are different extraction methods used and different strengths used. So it's important to understand the differences among all of these different products. But what I have found is sometimes moving from one product to another, not that the first one was a poor quality product, it just didn't work for that individual.
Right.
And so understanding the slight differences among all of these different turmeric extract products is important. And what I said was so important to understand something in your diet that might be contributing to the inflammation and that might be contributing to the pain and interference for why that particular curcumin didn't work to relieve your pain. And I'm going to point to those two common triggers, gluten and dairy. And so many times people say, well, I've been lactose free. I use that lactose free products all the time. And I say, well, it might not necessarily be lactose that you are tolerating poorly. It could be the casein. It could be other ingredients. If you're using commercial dairy products, it could be the antibiotic contamination. It could be something in the feed for that livestock that is contributing to the development of inflammation and ultimately pain.
I remember, Janet, starting back with UNL 20 years ago now, one of the most popular books out at the time was Don't Drink Your Milk.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Okay. And that's, you know, people are so misguided when they see the celebrity with the little milk mustache, you know, and say, well, it does your body good. Not necessarily. So here's a statistic. There are two countries in the world that have the highest consumption of dairy products, Sweden and the United States. And there are two countries in the world that have the highest number of diagnoses of osteoporosis.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay. Sweden and the United States. So when you think about it, that is kind of confusing. But what happens with the dairy consumption, you have huge amounts of calcium not properly balanced with magnesium, not properly balanced with certain enzymes. So raw milk that has lots of enzymes in it, yeah, that's great. But when it has been pasteurized, so all of the enzymes have been killed off, not digested very well. When it's been homogenized, where instead of the fat being separate from the body of the milk, these fat molecules are distributed evenly throughout the milk, that presents a digestive problem for people. Mm-hmm. So homogenization, pasteurization, we've been led to believe those things are very good for us, but in truth, our digestive systems, our livers, don't know how to react in the presence of those things in our digestive tract.
Well, Janet, if I recall correctly, some of the supplements, or the best supplements, best calcium supplements in the health food store are going to be paired with very specific forms of magnesium, D, and K to manage that calcium to where it needs to go in the body. And unfortunately, the milk has the artificial forms of these vitamins, other things that are going to block the absorption of calcium into the bone where you need it to go, and instead it's going to deposit as bone spurs or in your arteries in the places that you don't want that calcium to be.
Okay, so important for people to understand when there is overconsumption of dairy, or that combination of wheat and dairy leads to digestive problems and ultimately into inflammation and pain problems.
And malabsorption of the nutrients that you are taking. So those vitamins you are taking, you're not even digesting them properly because of these other things you're doing to counteract that.
So if people are buying, let's say, a calcium formula in a mainstream store, very likely they're going to get calcium carbonate. And calcium carbonate is very, very poorly absorbed, poorly taken up by your bone cells. So you're not getting a benefit with regard to reducing your risk of osteoporosis or osteoarthritis. And then, again, if you're buying in a mainstream store, that calcium carbonate might be paired with magnesium oxide, poorly absorbed form of magnesium. Is it calcium? Yes, it is. Is it magnesium? Yes, it is. But does it do your body good? No, I don't think so.
They even have the orange juice now with the calcium added to it, I saw.
Right.
Recently.
Right. So it's so interesting to me how the buying public are maneuvered with marketing techniques, with advertising that make them have a decision. Oh, yes, this product, this is what I need. We were talking a little bit ago about the curcumin and specifically the turmeric extract for reducing inflammation, and ultimately it reduces pain. What happens is when you are exposed to a lot of these chemicals, exposed to a lot of poor quality forms of different nutrients, your body doesn't deal with them very well, and ultimately they may build up and cause a variety of different problems in your body. But at, pardon me, at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you don't have to bring your magnifying glass to read the small print, because we will have done that for you.
That is right, Janet. We sure will.
Okay. And to all of our listeners, if you want to stop by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center, you can see the progress being made there. And you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, SAVALOT, NutritionCenters.com, and there's a video. So you can have a video tour of the store as it is progressing now. And just one little bit of information, my office is shaping up. I am so excited. So you'll be able to come and sit with me and have a very private nutrition counseling session. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Anita, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Janet. It was fun.
And lots of fun. Always good conversation with you, Anita. And thank you, Al, for being at the store and watching over all of that progress and calling in and giving us the updates. And to all of our listeners, again, thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.